is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday the 3rd of June 2024 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. And let's begin the show by saying good morning to Abigail Moss, the 28th primary school student of the year from St. Francis and Joseph School. Abigail Moss 11 says it's no secret among the people that know her that she loves to eat. Knowing that of herself and the thought of her peers not being able to enjoy food, especially the snacks she likes because their parents' guardians may find them to be wants and not needs and can't afford to purchase the items for them, propelled the tween to start a healthy snack initiative. So not only she's smart, she's got empathy as well. And we say, good morning, Abigail Moss. You make us proud to be Bahamian. Because you, too, are a Bahamian. Good morning. Welcome to June. We've got lots to talk about this morning. We're talking FNM convention. And if we've got time, we're talking budget. After reading the stories over the weekend, I have a bunch of questions. But before we get there, here's a headline I think that needs to be read aloud. Oil leak in the heart of Marsh Harbor, Chamber President claims. This is in the business section of the Nassau Guardian. Abaco Chamber of Commerce President Daphne DeGregory Mayolis claimed there is a major oil leak underground in the heart of Marsh Harbor and no one is investigating it. DeGregory Mayolis claimed that, quote, nothing has happened, close quotes, with the oil spill in Abaco, and the company allegedly involved has not made a move to mitigate the spill. Quote, as far as I know, the contaminant from a damaged tank is still sitting in the ground. Somebody bought a piece of property not far from there recently, not right next to it, but not very far from it, and they were digging up in the land and discovered oil under the land, which probably came from the same spill, close quotes. DeGregory Mayolis added, quote, this has been months. Also, a barge that has been stranded on the reef filled with sand is just sitting there and creating another environmental mess by damaging the reef, close quotes. Important story. All Family Island stories are important, particularly because these issues require visibility to garner attention from politicians and the political class. Family Island's proximity to the center of governance creates a degree of invisibility for the issues that Family Islanders are facing. Thank you, texter. Text quotes, somebody bought a piece of property not far from property. This is exactly what Roscoe described last week. Dear texter, please send this text back. It's in reference to the oil spill. There are some typos that make it difficult to interpret what it is you're trying to say. Another text, I hear people talk about this BRCA gene as the cause for high incidence of cancer in this country, but I seriously wonder if we have all simply been poisoned by environmental pollution. Who would warn us? Jerome Fitzgerald? Spicy this morning, texter. But you make an important point. Who's investigating? Do we understand the investigations and assessments that need to be made? so that in this other health conversation, we can have clarity, we can bring other factors into the conversation because we've documented them. Anyway, again, very important conversation. I'm going to reach out to some environmentalists along with the president of the Abaco Chamber of Commerce to discuss this more. Let's get to the F&M convention headlines in today's paper, The Guardian. Pummeled. F&Ms reject minutes. Pintard reaffirmed. Another headline, Pintard makes policy pledges. Another headline, PLP savages Pintard over criticisms in speech. In today's Tribune, Pintard's bold plan after landslide win. Minnis claims he wasn't given a fair shot in F&M's leadership race. Another headline, PLP hits out at F&M leader as, quote, unhinged, close quotes. I'll be reading from those articles along with these articles posted over the weekend in the last few days. Pintard sands victorious, 1st of June. Minnis denies resignation claims, congratulates Pintard, 1st of June. Former PM Ingram, former third-party leaders endorse Pintard, 1st of June. Joining forces, Rawlins, former third-party leaders among Pintard's backers on eve of F&M convention, that's Eyewitness News, 31st of May. Minnis claims his supporters are being intimidated, 1st of June. And then there are three videos I found very interesting. Of course, I'm not going to play them. They're not Guardian clips, but I think they should be of interest to readers. Pintard responds to, quote, skullduggery claims, close quotes, Our News, 2nd of June. F&M National Vice Chair. If Pintard wins, I will leave the F&M. That's Our News, 27th of May. And another interesting video for people following this conversation. Branville McCartney is a breath of fresh air for the F&M, Our News, 30th of May. That's a video. So here are the questions that came up for me. As soon as I read the questions, I guess I'll open the phone line. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free for Family Island residents. First question, what does Pintard have to accomplish in the next 100 days? What does he have to achieve before the date of the next general election is announced? Can Pintard garner the support of the Minnis faction? Did Minnis lose or did Pintard win? Did Pintard win or did his backers win? Should Minnis resign from the party? Should Minnis resign his seat? Can the F&M win the seat if a by-election is required? Will the F&M run Komolafi and Killarney if Minnis leaves the party or the seat? Will the third-party politicians that endorse Pintard play a public role in the F&M over the next 2 years? Will we see any of them on the 2026 ballot for the F&M? Is this an indictment on Pintard and his inability to develop talent in the party or a savvy political move? Many former MPs, cabinet ministers endorse Pintard. Are they against Minnis, their former boss, or are they looking for work? The F&M could barely afford a convention, and it was at Bahama. Who paid for this convention? Will Pintard introduce election campaign finance regulations if he becomes PM? Is Pintard PM material? And a question for the F&M, if not Pintard, then who? Was this a convention or a leadership vote? Did any candidates give a speech or present any policy initiatives or new ideas on the convention floor? Was deputy leader or any other positions challenged? And Minnis says this was a very contentious race. Is the manifestation of a team Pintard and a team Minnis a sign of a healthy democracy in the party or an entrenchment of gang culture in the FNM? So those are the questions that came up for me last night as I was preparing notes for today's show. And looking at today's stories, the main stories, it seems like the answers are already there. So let's go through some of these articles. Joining me in studio this morning is Mr. C.A. Nuri. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
It's always good to be here, Erin. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I just read out a list of questions that I put together after reading up on the FNM convention news this weekend.
Some exciting times.
Absolutely. First article, Pintard Sands victorious. If you missed the news, I'm not sure you could have, but if you missed the news, FNM leader Michael Pintard beat his challenger, Dr. Hubert Minnis, capturing 75% of the votes. Pintard got 486 votes to Minnis' 163 votes. FNM chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands also held on to his position. Sands got 431 votes and Ellsworth Johnson got 221 votes. I believe that the FNMs have spoken very loudly, Sands said. They have reaffirmed Michael Pintard by a resounding margin, an overwhelming margin. And so we've got the mandate. We heard the voice of our people. And so now we go on to the general election, the FNM's convention, which is taking place at the Bahama Convention Center. Serpent Roll was also reelected, I think, as Secretary General at this election. So, Mr. Nure, I guess I'm going to put one of these questions to you. Were there any other positions up for voting at this convention?
All positions up for voting at this convention.
All positions were up for voting?
Yes.
In the video that I found of Senator Michael Barnett, the first few minutes she only announced the three positions: leader, chairman, and secretary general.
Two, I assume, the FNMs wanted to hear. Everything else was just regular positions that whoever went.
Inconsequential? Is that the word I could use?
Well, that's a harsh word. Just that was not what they were there for. It was about leadership they were there for.
But aren't they not leaders within the party? Or does the leadership at their level not matter?
Okay, in the House Assembly and the PLP or the government, there's the executive cabinet and there's regular MPs. Oh, it takes the regular MPs in order to get to the executive. It takes the regular positions in order to get to the executive for the FNM leadership.
So in other words, are they jabroni posts?
No such thing as jabroni posts. There are executives and there are posts. Same with the Defense Force and Police Force. There's an executive branch of the Police Force and there's Police Force.
What I found disappointing and perhaps a foreboding, perhaps an omen for the Bahamas, is that when I searched FNM Convention 2024 results, very little. Like, I wonder, are y'all going to update your website today, FNM?
It seems like none of the political parties are updating their website. It seems to be an election ploy that come general election, you see that it's updated. It has some vigor and life to it. But other than that, it stays there. And then again, it could be a money thing. You pay the webmaster during the election campaign. And when that contract up, that contract's up.
Yeah, but a webmaster manages a page. Okay. You know what I find also troubling? Mm-hmm. You know where I see a similar practice?
Go ahead.
In government. Imagine that the government website is managed in the same way that the political party websites are managed, which is barely at all.
And I'm not sure if there is a branch responsible for each website or the government website. They update it when they find chance. When they have fine chance to update it. Say, hey, we send you this 1,000 bale of information and update as much as you can, please. And then that finished with. We wait till the next couple of weeks.
It's troubling.
Yeah.
Pintard, perhaps what you have not picked up yet is that the PLP is having difficulty governing at the pace of the policies that they hope to implement.
Hmm.
Get your website updated as quickly as possible.
Hmm.
I found it also disappointing that the other positions weren't emphasized in the calling of the results, which leads me to ask you this question. Was it a convention or a leadership vote?
It was a, the Afrodoms are excited. They are rejuvenated. And if they are rejuvenated or juvenated in general, it was a convention. Because that's what convention does. It rejuvenates, energizes.
Pause. Ideas presented within a convention mm-hmm. rejuvenate and energize.
But these people are rejuvenated and it energized despite what you said.
Well, pause. I wouldn't even say despite. I don't know why you think we disagree. My question is, what were they rejuvenated and energized by if there were no ideas put on the convention floor?
And that's all semantics and subjectiveness.
If there were actual words, then you could attach semantics to it. But were there any words?
The point is the conclusion. Are they rejuvenated and energized? And if they are rejuvenated and energized, no matter how they got there, the end result is what it is.
That's good for the FNM. I could accept that for the FNM.
It was
right?
The FNM convention.
But the FNM wants to lead the country. From Pintard's speech, uh-huh. right? He rolls right into from I win the leadership to here's what I'm going to do if I become the government.
Who was his audience?
FNMs.
There you go.
And the wider Bahamas. That's subsequent.
Then when the campaign starts, the wider Bahamas will pay attention. The campaign has yet to start.
So here's a couple of questions about Minnis. I'm going to ask you and the wider public. Again, the numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-570-5720 for family island residents. What does Pintard have to accomplish in the next 100 days? More than that, what ideas did Pintard bring to the table? Will Pintard begin his reign as PM with stop, review, and cancel? So I found this article, Pintard Makes Policy Pledges. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read from the Guardian article. After handily winning re-election as leader of the FNM, a seemingly re-energized Michael Pintard on Saturday night extended an olive branch to delegates who supported former PM Dr. Hubert Minnis in the leadership race. And in a lengthy address, laid out some of the policy initiatives the Pintard administration would implement. I just want to stick a pin here. Why did he wait until after he won to reveal his policy ideas? Like, surely people elected you because of your policy ideas.
Did they?
And not the people who backed you. I just want to make this note that there's more information, you know, more stories about the people that backed him than the policy initiatives that he hopes to talk about in his tenure as leader of the party in opposition and as prime minister. Among them were foreshadowed changes to the value-added tax policy. Quote, we will take VAT off core healthy foods, from medicines, from infant care products, and we go to page A7, from women's sanitary products, and we will put VAT back on those properties that exceed $2 million. It will pay the difference, Pintard declared. He also pledged that his administration would make public the settlement amounts entered into by the Davis administration with various individuals who had sued the Bahamas government. See, I like what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Removing VAT from women's sanitary products, stopping this, I think, unconstitutional practice of secret settlement agreements. But would the vote spread had been as wide if Pintard had announced these policy initiatives before the vote and not after the vote? And is that a clear indication that ideas don't matter? It is simply power that determines who shall lead the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
And again, all that is semantics and subjectivity, right? In our Bahamian politics, we know that you have to be the leader or be elected in order to enunciate the policies. You can enunciate it beforehand, but it's not yours. That's everybody's own. Because when you announce it, I can announce it also. So we all share in the same politics. It can't be yours. But when you have secured your position, You can say, this is the position of our party, and I am in charge of this machinery. And that's what he was waiting on. He was not certain that he's in charge of the machinery. He secured that, and therefore his campaign had started.
I like what you said just now. He was not uncertain that he was going to secure the machinery. First of all, I like how naturally the gang culture arises, because I think you're just exposing what exists, right?
Or exposing what politics is about.
No, because, not what politics is about.
Because politics has parties. Political parties, in quotes, are, for lack of a better word, gangs. They have ideas and ideals and party supporters.
I want to continue this line of questioning very badly, but we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning,
ma'am.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly this morning, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard what I said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to say the same thing. Because even so, you're not in houses yet. So you can't say, well, this is what I want to happen. This is how I'm going to do it. This is how it should happen. I feel like waiting until that date and that specific time, you know, when you know you're the person who have the mantle in your head. Because even we saw something in House of Assembly, it was a month or so ago, where even the minister, or I think it was Joe Beth in the House, and he started to say, we don't wait until after. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the after now. This is the time when he's starting to shine and say what he's going to do. And more attention, more focus now, right?
Okay.
So I have no problem with that, you know.
Okay.
And congratulations. In case I get to say congratulations are in order of the great day.
Of the... Okay. I was going to take that congratulations, but I'm assuming and presuming that you are congratulating both Pintard on his success and the FNM on a successful leadership race. I ain't calling it a convention.
In a few weeks ago... Mm-hmm. People would have questioned whether Pintar would have won.
No, man.
Yes, they said that Minnis was coming for his seat and watched the takeover. It was a constant beating of a drum, a underlying suggestion that Minnis will take over the party or reclaim the party. He's the better politicians, right? But we've seen...
Hold on, who's saying that?
Well,
outside of Richard Johnson.
No, well, we've seen it throughout social media that more likely Minnis is going to take over the party.
Okay, I want to get back to that and ask you the question, well, what are the signs you think that people saw to turn the tide? I also want to talk briefly about what I think is scurrilous, uncouth, intolerable attack on Mr. Pintard from the PLP. But let's go to the phone line first. Mm-hmm. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Good morning to both of you. I'm listening.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, I am a supporter of the Free National Movement, and
yes, ma'am.
I would like to congratulate Mr. Pintard, my leader. But let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, Mr. Newry, I won't buy you lunch today.
I'll take lunch.
Now, tomorrow, for you, Ms. Green.
Right, thank you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My thing is, just as the other previous caller said, even though it looked good for him, he had to wait and make sure that he was in command. After receiving the mandate that he did, then he was able to go forth with policies. Because, you know, you can never, ever tell what happens in this particular country. And so I'm listening to you all with great interest. Listen to what everybody has to say. We all have something to say, and we must respect what we do. But Mr. Newry,
yes, ma'am.
For some reason, you said your prayers this morning. Congratulations.
So, ma'am,
you.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think turned the tide?
With who?
With Pintard. Like you, Newry said that it was uncertain initially. There was a degree of uncertainty. I don't think there was, but Newry points out instances where... in social media and in the public domain where people were questioning whether Pintard could take it. What do you think is the moment or the sign that he had succeeded, that he'd won over the majority?
Well, like I said, the entire week, in fact, the week following, leading up to...
Yes, ma'am.
...was positive for him. It looked good. But still, until the last vote is counted, you could never, ever see.
I got you. I understand that.
It's playing caution, that's all.
Okay, I understand.
And I think he did a fantastic job in doing that.
All right, thank you.
So now we will move forward with God's grace and mercy.
Yes, ma'am.
And we wish for the best because it's still our country and we want what's best for our country and our people.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want what's best for the FNM because the FNM insists they're going to be running the country again someday. So that, just be the healthiest and the strongest FNM you could be.
There was a critique of Pintad and his administration in the FNM that he was not strong.
Mm-hmm.
That Minnis was a strong of the two and could command a force, right? Mm-hmm. And that has been drumming in the FNM for a while. And certainly that, don't worry, there'll be a challenge. Let's wait. But the march up to the FNM convention, you saw Pintad's strategic strength, the marching of senior FNM supporters supporting him openly.
That's PR, man.
Yeah, but that's
all it is, PR.
That is calculations to show that, this is what they call politics.
Yeah.
It was politics to show that I am in charge. When you see the one after each other, former cabinet ministers, former FNM MPs say, I support this one over that one. Anybody who was in the voting public, who was doing a seesaw or wasn't sure, could see now, no, I need to support the winning team.
Let's go to this caller and we're coming right back to that. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller, you there? Oh, I missed you, caller. Producer, let's go to that next phone. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
Hope you're all doing well this morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know Nuri like three things. I know Nuri ain't gonna turn down no lunch.
No, I ain't gonna turn down no lunch.
No, not you, Nuri. Not you. But you know what? It's sad listening to this whole thing about this politics. I mean, come to this country, we can never learn because it seems as if that if the FNM wins the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we're gonna go from an Anton, right, to a bunch of Antonettes. Y'all have a nice day, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna. It's not a gender slur. He's just trying to find was an alliterative device to push forward that as soon as the FNM achieve power,
they're going to have a version, right, or a separate version or opposite version.
Their PR machine will be pumping.
But like I said, the FNMs are excited. I expect the PR machine to be ignited. I expect if they never had a war room before, because you know the PLP has a war room, but always working.
Multiple. And I hope they spend more time fighting each other than they do the
lone wolf PR machine. I'm assuming that the FNM will answer and have that same thing too.
I hope not.
No?
Good. That's the worst part of the political culture. We get rid of that. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I hope you all are now flying the Bahamian flag at half mast.
Because
politically, Minnis is dead. Finished. He's finished.
Oh.
Now, I want you to ask me the same question that you asked the last caller, not the gentleman, the lady before.
Right.
The gentleman would...
What turned the tide?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Then Mr. Hubert Ingram walked into the room. Pintar get a smile after that.
Okay.
Because he knows it was finished out. This Ingram still has a big clout on the FNM. It mightn't be as big as in the country, but he still has a big part in the FNM that he played.
Okay,
and I think Mr. Ingram had a lot. He made it, Mr. Pintad feel confident after knowing that Ingram was supporting him.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I think that made the tide.
All right, thank you very much.
And I don't necessarily believe that. Thanks very much, Gordon. Let me say this point before you go.
Yeah.
Ingram is a strategist.
Mm-hmm.
He will support the winning side no matter what. That's why he waited till last minute. If it had seemed that Minnis would have won, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he had supported Pintad when Minnis did win, he would have been finished. So when the momentum was clear to everyone, about 3-4 days before the voting time, Ingram could have seen that, hey, I need to be on the winning side and I will dot the I or cross the T's or whatever else doubting after that.
Does the king hold the bag or does the kingmaker hold the bag?
And that's an age-old question. I remember on Game of Thrones, they brought that up, saying, who has more strength, the priest, the politician, or the man with the axe?
Absolutely.
And it's just how whoever you perceive to have the power at the time.
Producer, whenever we go to a break, please play "It Is Finished. The Battle Is Over." That's,
but I want to say,
was that what was going through Pintard's head or Menace's head when
Ingram I don't believe Menace is finished. And the reason why I don't believe Menace is finished is, what's the Prime Minister of Barbados, the lady again?
Mia Motley.
Had a worse situation where they fire her altogether. That she ever had a bounce back and then win every seat. There's no opposition in Barbados at all. Not even one person, right? If she was able to suffer a defeat and get fired from a party, excommunicated, and come back to become the leader of the party and to come back to be prime ministress of the party and then come back to win all resounding. Anything is possible.
How many lives does Menace have? And trust me, he lost one of those lives when he walked out after the storm barefoot in the road. You're moving like a Black Panther, but how many lives do you really have?
The issue is his handlers and the persons who were able to gauge the temperature of the nation, the temperature of the FNM. They did him a disservice.
Okay, callers are coming right now. So here's another question. Was it vital for Menace's future career for him to challenge Pintard at this point, regardless of winning, knowing that you cannot win, though? The strength that you show is not for right now, but for a future time. I come in, because I don't believe there won't be a convention before the next election. Good morning. I mean, I don't know how they're going to pay for it. I don't know why they chose to go to Bahama, but I believe there'll be another convention.
Show of strength.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to say congratulations to Michael Pintard. And yeah, for them, for their convention they had over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
I think it was already certain from Menace put his hand in the ring that he was going to lose, just like how you alluded to a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for his political future. Mm-hmm. I really think the nail in the coffin was when he had Branville supporting them and saying that if Menace don't win, he ain't no FNM. So where I put everybody else, you know?
Yep.
It was just for one person or self, not the whole entire party. And in turn, not the whole country, you know?
Absolutely.
So he got a, you know, tie issues and all that. And see if he could come back later on down the road. But he may be too old then. But he show up in Dago in the election.
Thank you very much.
All right.
When, which election are you saying Pintard's going to win? You mean the general election?
Well, if they have another convention, I think he's saying, and maybe and general election. But my question is, will Pintard be there come 2026? Because I want to read from these two articles, Joining Forces, and the one prior to that, former PM Ingram. The names, the people that came out to say good morning and vouch for Pintard. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green.
How you do?
Good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning, man. Blessings.
Between Mr. Nui and the last caller, the guy who called and said, hoist the flag at half mast, he gave me a good laugh. Also Nui, right? Sometimes you got to add humor to avoid a tumor. Now, this is not a rumor, right? I don't know. Political intrigue, we are still in fatigue. Now, I don't know if Dr. Menace is finished, but he's diminished right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, you know, some of the things that he did. You know, and I when he did it, I actually congratulated Richards to make the tuition free at the university, right, Nui?
Yep.
I was spending money paying after my daughter paid the school fee there, so I appreciate that, and also the preschool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Mr. Menace, and I want Brownmiller to listen, because Dr. Fauci is testifying today before the Senate Ethics Committee, or whatever, wherever he's testifying about the lying, about the pandemic, right? So I want Brownmiller McCartney to realize that not because you're well-known and you're educated means that you can gaslight everybody to talk about Menace saved lives and what he did during the pandemic. The truth will come out. I will pursue this. It's just like rubbing it in, because, you know, during the pandemic, I was boxer hated. A guy called and said they should hold on 52 and blackmail and vaccinate them, which I thought offensive. I should have called Urkel. Now, what I'm saying is Dr. Fauci is testifying today, and so I just want everybody to listen to that. But Menace was doing well until he could get caught up with the globalists and then started to dehumanize and mistreat the Bahamian people. It was not that he was not a good PM, you know. Menace lose touch of reality. He was drunkened by power, like everybody else. And so 52 will leave you guys with this that he was saying for years on the radio. A nation of sheep will inherit what? A government of wolves. Give thanks and praises to the King Selassie.
Blessings. Thank you, 52. joining. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
How you do?
Man, everything blessed up, man. Good morning, CA.
Blessings to you.
Yeah, 52, you talk a lot of sense. You talk a lot of sense, 52. I don't mind that gentleman talking about fly the flag half mass, you know. On Friday, he was just saying minuscule in. He's saying Dr. Philip Maxey come third and thinking everyone thought he would have win. And don't mind the seven cabinet ministers because they only got one vote. But he didn't realize that one vote was going to pinch hard. and 52, you're right. Let me say this with Brandon McCartney. Brandon McCartney, you know, I was the biggest DNA in this country. This is my fault, by the way, since you know. I was the biggest DNA in the country, and I vote for you twice, and Komalafi once. But now that I know you support Hubert Minnis, and you into his views and his type of style of governance, I'm glad you lose those two elections. Because if your ideology is the same as Dr. Minnis, and you're talking foolishness, but tried, proven, and all that garbage, you and Kevin Harrison and all the Erica Morrison on this radio talking foolish.
Now, let's be easy with people. Let's be easy with people.
They're glad you never became prime minister. If you could back Minnis and you could endorse Minnis with his style of governance, the worst prime minister in the universe, then I'm glad you lose. And do you, Renwin Wells and all of y'all and everything, check the pool before y'all dive, man. Check the pool before y'all dive in it, man. Make sure water in the pool before y'all dive. Because right now, y'all dive in the pool and there wasn't no water in the pool. And y'all break right up right now.
Okay.
So, right there, and y'all have a nice afternoon, a nice morning.
Thank you, sir. Listen, you got to be easy with people, man. You got to be easy. Don't be beating up on my cousin, Erica Morris. Don't be beating up on her or any of the other cousins. I like them all. Don't beat up on them. They're taking heavy chafing as it is. Good morning, caller. You there, caller? I think I miss you, caller. One more time. No, producer, I don't think they're there anymore. All right, here's the article. Joining forces, Rollins, former third-party leaders. Rollins, Mr. Newry. Rollins.
Yes.
Former third-party leaders among Pintard's backers on eve of FNM convention. BDEM former leader Cassius Stewart. That's now what, two parties? This one, the Coalition for the Election, and now back to the FNM. Former Chairman Lorenzo Bullard as well from the BDM appeared in an endorsement video hours before the convention. Former Democratic National Alliance leader Arinthia Komalafe also officially announced her support for Pintard in the video alongside former Chairman Omar Smith and former candidate for South Beach Jermaine Higgs. Komalafe ran as a DNA candidate twice, once in Kalani in 2017, which leads me to ask the question, will the FNM, are they preparing Komalafe to replace Minnis in Kalani if they have to? Also, who told Bran he was the handsomest superhero in the world? Why he thought he could save Dr. Minnis's career with two unbuttoned buttons on his shirt?
It was a bad move by Minnis. Minnis thought, put too much stock into a McCartney who has no stock in the FNM or in the wider Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells a tale about his leadership or his astuteness.
Here's some names you didn't think you were going to hear again in politics. From the article, former PM Ingram, former third-party leaders endorsed Pintard. Caller, I come in a second. Romy Ferreira.
Mm.
Peter Turnquist. Brenzel Roll, Pakisha Parker Edgecombe, Darren Henfield, Dion Folks, Dionisio De Aguilar, Marvin Dames, Ellsworth Johnson have all publicly endorsed Pintard along with East Grand Bahama MP Kwesi Thompson. Minnis had the support of Renwood Wells and Desmond Bannister. Are they denouncing the boss? Is this a message to their boss that we don't like you? I mean, the old boss.
Mm.
Or is this, they trying to spruce up their application for a new job with the new boss?
Well, there was an evaluation of why the FNM lost the election.
There was a formal evaluation?
There was a formal evaluation. They concluded. And they blame Minnis.
Okay, then. Not all the people who were silent and then haven't said anything.
They said all boys and leaders.
Anyway.
It's leadership. And if they had concluded, the ECM people who now endorse Pintad, that it was Minnis, they can't come back and support it if they concluded already.
Have you seen anything substantive from anybody in the list of former cabinet ministers I call? I can put a little star next to Ellsworth Johnson's name. I can slightly separate him from the rest of the crew. But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron Grant.
Morning, sir. How you do?
Well, good morning, Nuri.
Morning.
Well, it's good to be back after burying my beloved brother.
Condolences. Condolences, Pumpkin Eater.
Yeah, thank you. I want to convention. And what most impressive about me, about the convention, when I think Mr. Pintar started on a right note when he praised the past leaders. And I think a victory for Michael Pintar is a victory for Hubert Ingraham, because one of the disrespect Dr. Minnis did is disrespect Hubert Ingraham.
Mm-hmm.
Never give Hubert Ingraham a credit. You never find that in a newspaper. Michael started on a right note. Praise the forefathers of their party. You follow me?
Yep.
That's all right. No, now the question is, how far can he go? That is a mind-boggling thing, because you have a leader today, and half of them don't like how you perform. By before the next election, they move you.
Mm-hmm.
So now he got to not please the PLB right now, because election into 2026. He got to please his party that he can perform, and he's mad enough to go against my Bray Davis.
Is there any time for him to please the Bahamian people?
Pardon me?
Any time for him to please the Bahamian people while he's doing all that work?
Well, the Bahamian people is there for them. He got to please them first.
I mean, that's one way to go about it. I don't
right,
like
once he please them, but you hear what I say. If they, please them, he would go on to the general election.
All right, thank you.
But he got good support so far with Hubert Ingraham. Hubert Ingraham had victory too, because they defeat the man who defeat the Hubert Ingraham, the man who gave them power three times.
Who's that? Who that is? I know who gave Ingraham power once. I know who gave him power once. Ain't no Bahamian. Let's go to the text line, and I want to end the show, Mr. Newry, with this headline. PLP hits out at FNM leader as unhinged. I was disappointed, sorely disappointed, when I saw PLPs spreading these stories about Mr. Pintard and his mental health. When I saw that it was actually shared by a senior member of the PLP executive and shared with PLP, what do you call that, letterhead?
Mm-hmm.
I was disgusted. But I'm going to go to the text line first. Text, Mr. Pintard's victory was certain. Only a few of Minnis' supporters were all over the radio stations blasting Mr. Pintard, but the FNM heard the cries of the people. We don't want Minnis back, so said, so done. Caller, hold the line. Producer, pull up, it is finished. The battle is over at some point. We're going to a break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Stay informed with the NASA Guide and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The NASA Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The NASA Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Let's hit the text line quickly. Good morning, Erin and Mr. Newry. Answer to a question you asked. What was the shift when Mr. Minnis announced he's coming back to the race? The tide turned because Mr. Minnis has been asked repeatedly, are you going to try for lead? He kept saying there's no vacancy in the FNM. If someone else had challenged Pintard, they might have been singing a different song this morning. About the chairman race, Sands only won by 10 votes. That should tell them something. No, man. Sands won by more than 10 votes. Sands got 431. Ellsworth Johnson got 221. And I appreciate the satire, right? I appreciate what you did, but I think you got it wrong. Ellsworth should have commanded more votes. Ellsworth should have only lost by 10 votes for real. And is this an indictment on Mr. Johnson's future in the leadership of the FNM?
I would like to say that in terms of voting for the leadership, I know it was previously announced by the executive that this would be the last election until the general election in terms of voting for the leadership. Any other convention after this will just be about policy and coming together and celebration, celebratory type thing. But it will not be any election to challenge any leadership.
What does the party constitution say? I'm not worried about what the party leader says. I worry about what the party constitution says. And it's important to me because a party that cannot follow its own constitution will be a government that doesn't see the need to follow its own constitution. That's a bit bold of me, but that's what I think.
I understand.
As a headline in today's Tribune, PLP hits out at FNM leader as unhinged. First of all, I would like to denounce the unsavory and intolerable commentary coming from PLP and its actors attacking Mr. Pintard, right? Pretending there's a particular letter that's full of pretense and concern for his mental health. It's a nasty and it's a shady letter. And I cannot believe that the PLP could think that we would consider them a strong party, because how strong are you that you have to go after Mr. Pintard with such nasty, unfounded, disrespectful? You not only disrespect him and Bahamians who take governance seriously in this country, but you're disrespecting people who actually are living with mental health issues.
I'm more concerned about medical social activists who are now promoting mental health as being important, whatever it is, and seeing this happening and do not condemn such actions. Say, hey, I know it's politics, right? But because of my profession, I have to go on limb and make it clear that this type of behavior will not be tolerated by my community. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen. And it tells a tale about us as a people too, and especially as social advocates. When I said we don't do enough, our mental health professionals don't do enough. And because of that, we as Bahamians follow suit and say, man, if y'all don't care, we ain't gonna care.
And after events that took place on Thursday, at the office of the Prime Minister's briefing, you would think that the PLP is prepared to make a public statement and a public show of force that we take mental health and wellness seriously, and we intend on modeling the practices and policies that Bahamians need to ensure that we all could develop and ensure healthy, right? Good mental health and wellness. It's deplorable. It's disgusting. I just want to say to all of them PLPs that like to get glamorous and shine up themselves, stop. You're naked. You're naked. It's just the Vaseline shining. It's just the Vaseline shining.
And again, this is also a part of our politics. I still remember the chairmanship race in the PLP. This is just typical of what we do. I know you vex, but
I'm not vexed. I'm committed to shifting the culture. I'm committed to not being a part of it.
Hmm.
Because, again, I proclaim, and I know you say, Aaron, don't get on the soapbox too much, but do you not see it? Do you not see the levels of violence that you perpetuate, that you allow in this political space? It has permeated governance. It's permeated our social lives. It's permeated our roads. And you at the top, you are responsible for modeling this behavior. We also expect to see a substantive and authentic statement from the Office of the Prime Minister addressing what took place on Thursday. We absolutely demand it. Good morning, caller. The last caller before we end the show. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Thank you, Papa. How you do?
Thank God for life still here. I don't know if y'all had a part with the expecting next Prime Minister, Michael Pintard, was talking the other night, and he said, when he become Prime Minister, he's going to take the rot off the bread basket items to whoop the
Absolutely.
Personal hygiene product.
Absolutely, Papa. We got to that at the top of the show. You can find that. Yeah, absolutely. You can find that article in both papers. In The Guardian, the headline is Pintard makes policy pledges. I'm so sorry. I read from that article.
Yeah, something would need to be done. I thought the Prime Minister would have had the opportunity to do that this time around. I don't know if he had people around him who would have been pressuring him to do that long.
Papa, don't put no pressure on the Prime Minister. He needs to find $1 billion before August. He needs to find $1 billion before August, and he better don't ask me. He needs to ask the person who turned on the generator in 2018. That's who he should ask. Text, wow, so Pintard. Dear Texter, you should be ashamed of yourself. And to think, you think I would read that on the air. You guys, you have a wonderful day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And let's end the show by saying congratulations once again to Abigail Moss, Student of the Year for the 28th Primary School Student of the Year Award. We honor you. Glad to be a Bahamian, because you're a Bahamian. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.